بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? Well done, mashallah. Tonight we will inshallah have a wonderful bedtime story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet and the Blind Man. One day, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting near the Kaaba as usual. People gathered around him and he started explaining passages from the Quran to them. Most of the people sitting with him were well dressed. They looked rich and they looked important. Some of them were listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but most of them were arguing with him. A man made his way towards them. He was walking slowly. He had a stick in his hand to support himself. Obviously, he was poor and he was blind. The blind man could not see the important people. He could not see that they were well dressed. He could not see that they were the leaders of the tribe, and he could hear the Prophet's voice, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He could hear the words of the Quran, the words of Allah, and he was drawn towards the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Messenger of Allah, teach me all that Allah has taught you." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned with annoyance and was displeased. He said, "Don't interrupt me, I am busy," and turned his back to him. Allah did not like this. He totally disapproved of the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had treated the blind man, and he sent a revelation to let him know of his displeasure. This is what Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "You frowned and turned your back when the blind man came. How could you tell? Maybe he was trying to purify himself, make himself better. Maybe he was forewarned and could have profited from our warning. But you were all attention to the wealthy man. Though it would have not been your fault if the wealthy man did not purify himself, yet you paid no heed to one who came to you with zeal and awe. Indeed, this is an admonition, and let him who will bear it in mind. It makes no difference to Allah if the people who love him are rich or poor. All are equal in the eyes of Allah. Allah can see into every heart. Allah knows everything. He knows every intention, and he loves those who eagerly come to seek his guidance. Allah loves the rich and the poor." So alhamdulillah, what a brilliant story that was. So many things to learn from that story. What did you learn from that story, children? Did you learn anything? Yes. Anything else did you learn? Yes, very good. Always be kind and helpful. Love one another. Be respectful with one another. And always turn towards Allah and make Allah happy. So, boys and girls, Are you enjoying your holidays at home? Why not turn your holidays into holy days? Why not learn something new every day? Maybe learn the meaning of Bismillah. Maybe learn the first kalima and second kalima, the meanings of these. Learn the dua before eating. And don't forget the duas for preparing for the month of Ramadan. May Allah accept, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, before we finish tonight, we need to do two things every night. What's the two things we must do every night? Do you remember? Yes. What else? Very good. We thank Allah for everything. Let's say this together. Thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah. Well done, mashallah. The second thing is that lovely bedtime dua. Let's pray loudly. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Remember to pray the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now it's time to close your eyes and go to sleep. I really hope you enjoyed this bedtime story. Join us again, inshallah, on Thursday and Friday. Until then, assalamu alaikum. This is your Masjid Quba.